Roll call, please.
Commissioner Keith?
Here.
Commissioner Dunlap? Here. Commissioner Hess is absent.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The motion to approve the January 14th minutes. I'll second.
Any public comment? None?
Executive sessions. There was an executive session held on January 21st, 2025 to discuss legal issues relating to the terms of the board for the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority. Next, we have a proclamation to present, and it's for Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month Proclamation, February 2026. Whereas Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, known as TDVAM, is observed each February to unite teens, families, educators, and communities in a national effort to raise awareness about teen dating violence. And whereas teen dating violence is a serious public health issue that affects millions of young people each year, with approximately one in three teens in the United States experiencing physical, sexual, or emotional abuse by a dating partner before reaching adulthood. And whereas youth who experience teen dating violence are at increased risk for depression and anxiety, engaging in unhealthy behaviors such as use of tobacco, drugs, and alcohol, exhibiting antisocial behaviors, including bullying or aggression, and experiencing suicidal thoughts. And whereas awareness, education, and prevention efforts are essential to helping young people recognize unhealthy behaviors, promote respectful relationships, and seek help when needed.
Whereas Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month provides an opportunity to engage students, families, educators, and the broader community in meaningful conversations about healthy relationships, consent, communication, and mutual respect. And whereas healthy relationships are built on open communication, safety, trust, and respect, and education about healthy relationships and consent should begin with early, or should begin early with age-appropriate messages throughout childhood and adolescence. Whereas Alice Paul House plays a vital role in Indiana County by providing education and prevention programming, emotional support, trauma-informed advocacy, and comprehensive services to victims and survivors of teen dating violence. So now, therefore, it be proclaimed that the month of February is hereby recognized as Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month in Indiana County. And all residents, schools, and organizations are encouraged to participate in any activities or initiatives that promote that awareness, education, and prevention of teen dating violence month of teen dating violence. I present this day, January 28th, for consideration to be accepted.
I'll make a second to that. And with us today, we have some people from the Alice Ball House in Whitney.
Thank you. Avia wasn't able to make it, but we want to send, she sends her thank you and appreciation for allowing us for that to happen. And I feel like a lot of people, we're trying to get the word out. Everyone knows we do domestic violence, but we haven't brought a lot of awareness to teen dating violence. So today, our education department, one of our newer direct service advocates came along. One of the big things is that they do some initiatives in the school district. So they're actually doing teen dating violence awareness programming with the clubs in many of the school districts across Indiana County to bring light that this isn't something that just happens in adulthood. It is occurring in younger students, and we're seeing dating violence younger and younger across our county. So if you The big thing with Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month is when, I don't know what the actual day of the week is, but it's when February 10th is Wear Orange Day. So orange is the color for Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. So we ask that you follow along on our social media, and we'll be posting statistics and education, and they'll be providing education throughout the school district. So Thank you.
Well, we do appreciate what you do with the Ellis Ball House, with domestic violence and actually what you advocate for. But truly appreciate all the work and the efforts that you actually offer to the residents of Indiana County. And your services are well recognized. So thank you. We'll come up for a picture.
No, you can be in it. You ought to be in it, Sam. I'll get somebody. Oh, sorry, I'll pick up.
I'll save it for you.
Thanks, sure.
Must be in the middle, but so this is here.
Yeah, Lord.
Exactly.
Huh? Yep, so why vote for you to get in?
Two and a half days of
public service.
Good. I'll save it.
Roads between two forms.
Good.
People love. Let me keep having.
Thank you.
Thanks for
appreciating.
Oh,
that's my phone. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, next we have the 911 statewide interconnectivity funding. And Ms. Burkhart, good morning.
Good morning. So today I have the grant agreement with PEMA for the 911 statewide interconnectivity funding. We have five projects totaling $146,221.29. Do you just want me to do all of them together?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one is for $20,833 for the Indiana NG 911 GIS migration. And what we use this money for is to offset the salaries and benefits for our GIS coordinator. Then we have for $11,088 for the WestCor ESINET maintenance. That is for the portion of our regional ESINET maintenance. Then $64,931.01 for the I-CORS, which is our regional radio system we share with 11 counties. This covers the maintenance on the core, so not the county maintenance, just the regional part. So it's for maintenance and the system upgrades. For $27,832.28 is for the Indiana ILEC, and that stands for Incumbent Local Exchange Carrier Post-Migration for our legacy phone equipment. So we still have bills from Verizon and Windstream after we went on to the state system, and this covers that portion. So that amount can change based on our bills. So it could go up. PEMA would grant additional funds if our costs go up, but I don't think that they will. They'll probably actually reduce. And then the last one is $21,537 for the Western PA multi-PSAP recorder maintenance. That is a recorder that we share with five counties, and that just covers the maintenance for Indiana County. Do you have any questions on any of those?
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just requesting your approval. We can accept those funds.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Sure.
Thank you, Jolene, and all the staff at the center there with the dispatchers for all you guys do.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, next, the Office of Planning and Development. We have contract award. And Mr. Morrow, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development, the YMCA of Indiana County, and Thomas R. Harley Architects request that the Board of Commissioners enter into four prime contract agreements for the YMCA of Indiana County Fitness Center Addition Project. The total of the four combined contracts seeking approval is $4,045,815. The four contracts are for general construction, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC. This work involves the construction of a 12,000 square foot two-story addition to the YMCA of Indiana County and the remodeling of 7,800 square feet of the existing facility. We are going to change order that amount down here and as soon as we award these contracts. And the reason we go this route is when you advertise it, the award is a base bid, then you must award it in a base bid and change order it down to your the budget. So
okay.
The work, four prime contracts for which we are seeking approval are, first one is general construction contract with CNC Construction of Penn Run, PA, in the amount of $2,700,000. Do you want to do each one individually?
Yes, let's go ahead and do that. So do I have a motion to accept the general construction contract?
Submit.
Second. Next is the electrical construction.
Electrical construction contract with Cheesley Electric of Indiana, PA, in the amount of $527,000.
I'll make a motion to approve. A second?
Second.
Next, the plumbing.
Plumbing contract with Davis Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning of Indiana, PA, in the amount of $135,427.
Motion to approve.
Salute.
I'll second. And last is the HVAC.
HVAC contract, again, with Davis Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning of Indiana, PA, in the amount of $683,388. And I'll note that these costs are going to be covered with Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program grant funds and YMCA funds.
I'll make the motion to approve. Second?
Second.
Okay, then moving on to the change orders.
Okay, again, the Office of Planning and Development, the YMCA of Indiana County, and Thomas R. Harley Architects request that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number one for each of the four prime contract agreements on the YMCA of Indiana County Fitness Center Addition Project. The total of the combined four change orders will result in a $1,494,934 reduction in the overall project cost. And with this approval, it would reduce the project down to a $2,550,880 project. This reduction is made possible by deleting or changing some of the expansion work in the existing areas of the facility. They're going to delete the Pilates studio and storage, child care addition and playground. Those were renovations to the existing structure. Delete the kitchen expansion area, delete the elevator shaft and pit and install a lift instead. Delete the heated east sidewalk system and delete heated slab on grade system in the lower fitness center, changing rooms and restrooms. Stormwater, site sanitary, sewer, erosion controls are all going to be handled by the owner of the YMCA. So there's a multiple items that are being eliminated from the overall project scope.
Okay.
Change order number one, the four prime contracts for which we are seeking individual change order approval are change order number one, on the general construction contract with CNC Construction, a $1,045,000 decrease, resulting in a revised contract of $1,655,000.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve change order one, the general?
So moved.
I'll second. Next.
Change order number one on the electrical construction contract with Cheesley Electric, a $122,000 decrease, resulting in a revised contract of $405,000.
I'll make a motion To accept change order on the electrical. Second.
Second.
Change order number one on the plumbing contract with Davis Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, a $1,298 decrease, resulting in a revised contract of $134,129.
Motion, the change order for the plumbing.
So moved.
I'll second.
Change order number one on the HVAC contract with Davis Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, a $326,637 decrease, resulting in a revised contract of $356,751.
Make a motion on the HVAC. Second.
Second.
Okay. Okay, great. Next, we'll move on to the change order for the Challenger Learning Center.
And it's challenging. The Office of Planning and Development, Central Allegheny Challenger Learning Center, and Upstreet Architects recommend that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $5,792 with CNC Construction for the Challenger Learning Center interior glass garage doors and movable acoustic wall project. Change order number one is to add a metal C channel to the header framing for the manufacturer's requirements to adequately support the 32 foot by 11 foot modern fold acoustic door. With approval of change order number one, the revised contract with CNC Construction will be $60,082, and the additional costs will be covered by Keystone Communities Initiative Program grant funds.
Do I have a motion to approve the change order?
So moved.
I'll second. Okay, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Next, we have a IRLF loan for the ICDC. Ms. Patchy, good morning.
Good morning. The Office of Planning and Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve an extension of the maturity date for a $150,000 infrastructure revolving loan to the Indiana County Development Corporation until January 21st, 2027. Development Corporation utilized the loan proceeds for eligible project costs at the Windy Ridge Business and Technology Park in White Township and the 119 Business Park Joseph Land Development in Center Township. The loan provided interim financing for engineering, design, and permitting required for these projects. No other terms of the IRLF loan will be modified.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve. I'll have a second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, moving on to Act 13, Impact Fee Distribution. And Director Stauffer, good morning.
Morning, Commissioners. Two parts here. The first part, deemed item A, respect to 2024 distribution. Indiana County has received the funding notification from the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission, or PUC, of the Act 13 impact fee distribution for 2024. The Act 13 impact fee distribution is based on the eligibility formula utilizing a complicated series of criteria based on unconventional gas wells located in Indiana County as compared to statewide. The PUC has determined for 2024 that there are 36 of 12,138 eligible unconventional gas wells that are located in Indiana County. Last year we had 32, so we grew slightly. Under section 213, subsection D1 of the Act 13, Indiana County has been allocated a total of $87,012.08. A little down from last year's $88,317. These funds must be used for the 13 criteria outlined within the Act. In working with the commissioners and examining the criteria and the needs of the county, recommend the following. Under criteria three, $15,000 for the Indiana County Fire Academy, $32,500 for funding for Hazmat EMA Team 900, criteria four, $20,000 funding for farmland preservation, and the remaining $19,512.08 for the capital reserve fund. The request also directs and authorizes the chief clerk and myself as executive director of the planning office to report the 2024 Act 13 allocation to the PUC as required under the Act.
Okay, so we'll take item A one for a vote. We'll have a motion to approve item A.
So moved.
I'll second. Next, moving on to item B.
As from time to time, there's a necessary need for some modifications as projects are completed and funds need to be moved around. So to account for those, recommend the following. The 2014, there was criteria 11, there was $1,125.48 in the capital reserve fund. Proposed to move that $1,125.48 to EMA towards pagers to enhance emergency preparedness and public safety. In 2015, also in the reserve fund, there was $10,673.62. Proposed modification is to move the same amount, $10,673.62, again to EMA pagers to enhance emergency preparedness and public safety. And in 2016, under the Capital Reserve Fund, $49,179.28, proposed modification of $49,179.28, again to the EMA pagers to enhance emergency preparedness and public safety.
Do I have a motion to approve item B?
I mean,
I'll second. Okay. Now, next, moving on to the service agreement.
The Office of Planning and Development requests approval of a VoIP service agreement with Get Through Communications to provide phone services to the conference room at 600 Philadelphia Street, Indiana, for the Welcome Center project. In December of 2024, First Commonwealth Bank donated the former DIO building, Downtown Indiana Office Building, to the county to establish the Welcome Center in collaboration with the Tourist Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce, and Downtown Indiana. VoIP service agreement includes all installation and fees for phone services for the one conference room phone for a term of 60 months for $26.48. Again, just technology of it is it's a voice over internet protocol to let you use phone service over the internet. So pretty customary these days. The phones for the entire facility, including the conference rooms, were procured through a grant related to the bidding process administered by the Indiana County Development Corporation on behalf of the project. The cost of service will be recovered under the long-term lease. Each of the tenants will pay their own bill, phone bill directly, and authorize myself, you would kindly to sign the agreement on behalf of the county.
I'll make a motion to approve the agreement. On the second?
Second.
All in favor? All tenants in, Barb?
Yeah, all tenants moved in last week. What if I said this? It's $26.48 a month on that five-year agreement. Yeah, all tenants were moved in. One of them was maybe not last week, a week before, that the coldest day of the year so thus far at the time. So, yeah, it was on a Tuesday. It was cold. Formally, it didn't rain or snow, so that was good. But it was cold, but everybody's in, still getting moved in. I think their plans are to formally open up next week, but okay. Unpacking all the boxes and, you know, putting everything in and you know, it's a slow process. They had respectfully, I think, I know the Chamber and DI were in their locations like 30 years plus or minus. So a lot of stuff had to be packaged up and a lot of history moving into his historical building. So it turned out pretty nice. Dave and Teresa were both helps, big helps on the project. And yeah, it's going to be nice. And hopefully we'll be planning. We were to have the America 250 event on Sunday. Obviously it got canceled because of the snowstorm, but we're going to get that rescheduled and do some kind of ribbon cutting open house here as soon as we can.
Good. So, yeah, as stated before, the public has an opportunity. Please need to stop in and look at the inside of the building, how it's all changed. They did a beautiful job. And I want to give a lot of credit to Byron for taking on this project. You did a good job. I know there were some times it was stressful, But at the end of the day, like always, you manage it, you get it through.
Yeah, like we kid over the playing offs, all the easy projects are already done. So we got all our challenging ones.
Martin has a new title. He's also going to be interior designer now, too.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of eyes on the project, and you know, you want our new tenants to be happy, but the bank gives you a beautiful building and you want to respect the history of it and understanding you got to add some technology, and it's a beautiful building. I mean, you walk in, it's just awe-inspiring, but wanted to respect that and not add too much to it, but make it functional and, good utilization of the space.
So. And actually the future use of that building for different things is much more than those three entities ever had before.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
It's a new dynamic, getting used to like getting new roommates. I mean, you got it's an interesting dynamic. It's like Three's Company on steroids, everybody kind of moving in together and just figuring out how to operate, a new facility and and share space and those kind of things. But it's they're all very happy thus far. They're all very happy with it, and it's been good thus far moving in. So no major issues getting up to speed with all the technology and conference room, and so we did add some new bells and whistles that weren't there before, but all in all, still looks like a bank.
Good.
Our county department heads and our elected officials that work for the county. As department heads are going to get to see it tomorrow. We have our staff meeting tomorrow there at 2 o'clock. So I think a lot of people will be excited to see it.
And we hosted, Representative Struzy hosted the PA House Policy Committee was in town last week. And so we went around the community and did a site visit, and we ended with a reception there. And so it was nice to show it off then too. And that was actually the second day after move-in day. So that was last Wednesday. So, but they did a nice job. And I think the House members were all pretty, left there pretty impressed with it.
Well, I'm sure they'll be taking that impression back to their different counties and everything. And again, Indiana, again, being on the forefront of having a great facility as such. So thank you again. And thank you to all the staff.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So appreciate it. Okay, next we have vehicle purchase. And Ms. Mary, would you like to present, please?
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve the following vehicles to be purchased through TriStar Motors in Blairsville for the Children and Youth Agency Department. Two Ford Broncos, $33,100 each. Two Ford Explorers, $37,367 each. And one Chrysler Voyager at $45,478. It is noted that these vehicles are being purchased under government pricing through TriStar Motors.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Next, moving on to certification of county funds.
I'm asking the board to approve the certification of funds for 2026 program year in the amount of $28,081. These funds will be used for the purchasing of agricultural conservation easements. $20,000 will be paid from Act 13, and $8,081 is the total interest collected for the 2025 Clean and Green program.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Second. Thank you, Rob. Next items, we have from our Emergency Management Agency and Director Stutzman. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. The first item before you from EMA today is Amendment Number 11 with Federal Engineering. This is an ongoing contract we have with them. They address some of the contractual issues that we deal with as far as tower site leasing, as well as the management of our FCC licensing for the operation of the public safety communication system. This contract would be a not to exceed of $20,000, and it would extend to December 31st of 2026.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
I'll second. Okay, next, the equipment purchase.
Yes, next is the replacement of an uninterruptible power supply for the Roper's View Tower site. These have been ongoing projects that we've had to replace these UPSs at tower sites. So this is similar to ones that we had last year. This contract is a CoStars purchase through DRS Electrical Services. The cost of the equipment is $28,885, and the installation cost is $4,400. I'm asking for permission to make that procurement.
Make a motion to approve. Second. Next, we're moving on to the pager equipment.
Yeah, the next item, the next item is tone voice paging equipment for the public safety entities throughout the county. This would include the fire and EMS providers. This has been an ongoing project. We had initially attempted to get some AFG grant funds through FEMA. Twice we've been unsuccessful with that, and we're to the point where we're at end of life with the equipment that's deployed in the field. So the request today is to purchase under PA state contract portable devices for each of the responders, which would total 797 individuals countywide. The cost of this procurement is $561,550.96.
Okay. A motion to approve the purchase.
So moved.
I'll second. And the last, the equipment purchase.
The last is part of an ongoing project we're in. Last year, we approved the replacement of our interconnect microwave system that connects the tower sites throughout the county on the public safety radio system. We've identified that the backup batteries that are used with this microwave system are also in need of replacement. So we're asking to purchase the backup batteries for all 14 sites at a total cost of $38,876, which includes labor for installation and removal of the old batteries.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the purchase. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Director. I just want to make note that as stated from Director Stopper, out of the Act 13 monies from the total purchase of the pagers was $60,978.38, and the balance will actually be taken out of the funds that Director Sutzman had mentioned in the thing. But again, as the director stated, application was made to FEMA that they offer each year to purchase these paging devices to actually get their emergency services or the people to respond to the incident. The county basically took it 3 or 4 years ago, decided to, instead of putting it on the backs of the volunteers, we would actually pick up that funding, which we actually said we would do, and we just basically tied that together today. So appreciate that, Director, and on behalf of all the emergency services, I hope so. Thank you also.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioners. This will be a huge improvement for all of our public safety entities throughout the county.
Okay, next, other business.
You want to mention anything about the 911 and what you sent to those individuals just as far as cost? And because everything we talked about was what we thought.
Yeah. It's not. And if a lot of people don't realize or didn't pick up the article, November of last year was actually 50 years for Indiana County for the 911 system since it's been started. And we recognized that along with the dispatchers last year. But some of the things that we picked up was when it was started, it was budgeted to be $16,000 for the 911 budget system to actually take care of the expenses and everything. And we just passed the 2026 budget. And from today, 50 years ago, for the basically the same thing, is $4.4 million. And the cost of the 911 system comes out of your phone devices. So you are actually surcharged $1.95 for that phone device to actually help pay for the 911 system. And the county commissioners have been trying to get that increase for years to keep up with the times, because whatever that doesn't cost, the county has to pay for it. And right now they're advocating for $2.20 per device. So again, we talk about costs all the time, but just imagine, just think about it. If you did not have somewhere to actually report an emergency today, how would those responders respond to today? And this is one of those things coming. I can remember in high school when they first come out and told everybody about 911 and how this was all going to come about. And I'm thinking to myself back then as a kid, I'm like, this isn't going to work. You know, and that, and actually there was stories shared in the Gazette about how it wasn't going to, you know, work and everything. But needless to say, it works. And a lot of people ask, how did they come up with 911 as the call number? Well, if you remember back in the 70s, everybody mostly had a rotary phone. And just think of yourself in a smoke-filled environment of a fire in a house, and you went to call it in, and you couldn't see the numbers. So if you remember, there used to be a little metal bar. When you used to dial, it stopped. So you knew at that bar, you went to the zero. With the zero, you would get an operator. But if you moved your finger one more time, that started your nine. And then after that, if you moved up from that metal bar, 1-1. That's how they come up with it. So, but yeah, again, appreciate all the services that our emergency personnel do for this county. We have one of the most elaborate systems. It took a long time, but we got there. But there's still quite a bit of work to continue with. So just want to thank everybody for that. So anything else?
Just wanted to, there's a lot of people out there in this cold weather doing a lot of work, that the snow plowing, the just taking care of people. But I want to also recognize it's really interesting to watch the underground movement of individuals in the community trying to help other people. We have a lot of bad news in the world today, and it's nice to see people out there really helping out. So there are individuals that have started Facebook pages saying, hey, if you can come and volunteer and help my neighbor, or the elderly people or people with disabilities get shoveled out, sign up to help me do this. And then they're going out and doing this. And there's one individual, and I see this going on Facebook, I see this happening where this individual's going out and doing a lot of snow shoveling and getting other people to help. So just today, I'm going to shout out one person. Drew Roland is his name. He is involved with the Indiana County Crusaders. So I think it's nice to give recognition to people like that that are helping our county residents.
And there's a lot of services that the county provides for those who actually need some, you know, some kind of help or whatever. So again, 211, reach out to that. And again, some of the things, if you can stay in, stay in. It's going to get colder this weekend. If you have a fire hydrant, if you can, please shovel it out. It helps out, and it could actually save a life. So it's going to get colder, but we are in Western Pennsylvania, and we will deal with it. So any other business brought before the board today? Hearing on our next regular meeting will be held February 11th here in the hearing room at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Okay.
I'll second. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Stay warm.